Welcome to day 25 of the 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance coaching system. This is Nancy, and in your manual at number one on day 25, it says, describe what you could do for others if nothing was holding you back. How many lives could you touch and make a difference for? And I want to tell you a story about a friend of mine. We'll call him Steve, and he's one of the nicest, most generous guys I know. And by the way, this isn't Chris. This is actually another friend. And Steve once said to me a long time ago that if he won the lottery, and he does buy tickets, I think, every week, if he won the lottery, then what he was going to do was first take all his friends and family on a cruise, like this really amazing vacation. But then he wanted to open a camp up for kids, like the inner city, underprivileged kids, and bring them there. And who he'd want working in the camp is other kids that he knows that are very privileged, very successful in their lives. He said people like his nephews who have great head on their shoulders. They've had great, mentors and examples in their lives. And then he would use those kids to mentor the underprivileged kids. And it was such an amazing idea, so well thought out when he told me this, that I just looked at him and I said, what are you waiting for? Are you kidding me? You're going to wait to win the lottery in order to do this? And I encouraged him to try and find a way to do it on a small scale. I said, even if that just means becoming a big brother for a while or starting it small, just taking your nephews and maybe, finding two inner city kids or underprivileged kids that could, join you for the summer. I just started brainstorming all these ideas because I really thought what was sad was that here's a great guy with great intentions waiting, and what he's banking on is something that's so rare and so unlikely to happen that my guess is he will be lying on his deathbed someday wishing, and doing the what if only I'd won the lottery and I could have changed those lives. So I look at this and say, if nothing was holding you back, if money and time and talent wasn't a concern, we all tend to have really big dreams about what we would do. So find a way to make that a reality, even on a small scale, because I think that will lead to bigger things for you. The rest of the day is the same as always. Pick your short-term goal, the activity that will get you closer, and then challenge that story that's holding you back. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.